Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can listen or download this and any of my shows at BruceAllen.com. Just click on the radio tab. You can also like, and I'd really appreciate it, the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. It's A Dad's Point of View, and it's a Facebook page, and you will meet parents from all over the world. And you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and of course, visit the website for all sorts of things, including our brand new comic strip. It premiered this week, the A Dad's Point of View comic strip. It is called, number one comic is called Blink of an Eye. And I bet you can guess what the subject is, but it plays out really nice. And the life lessons that we play on this show each week are also available on my website with a aptly named link tab called Life Lessons. So everything you hear here is available if you want to hear it again. At BruceAllen.com. My book is on Amazon. It's called A Dad's Point of View. We are half the equation, and it's perfect for anyone who is a parent or was a child. You like that slogan? My book is perfect for anyone who is a parent or was a child, and that's the motto of my Twitter chat, which is called Dad Chat, and it's each Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Join us some Thursday. It's live, it's fun, and you'll laugh and learn, I promise. You can follow a Twitter chat by using the hashtag or the number sign, followed by D-A-D-C-H-A-T. And it's growing. Last week was our biggest dad chat yet, and I'm expecting it to continue to grow. Today's topic was lessons from Amy Winehouse, as well as some advice from Jim Sheinberg about the current financial meltdown that is happening at the stock markets. I think in both cases there's tragedy associated with the topics, yet I think there was uplifting things to be learned. I don't want to dwell in the negative, but you learn from it. And Jim certainly did comfort me to some degree personally as far as what's going on in our own economy and the worldwide economy, and I hope the same for you, which is good. And the essential lesson, of course, is not to panic. As far as lessons from Amy Winehouse, the main lesson I wanted to share is that parents cannot hide and deny what is happening in front of them with their own kids. Maybe these celebrities, the people around them, aren't brave enough to intervene, but your kid is not a celebrity, at least in most cases, and your job is to take care of them, to raise them to be the best kid they can be. Well, you should be their best parent rather than their best friend. And I don't care if your kid appears to be a star as an athlete or a student or president of the council, they do drugs too. So you need to be on top of it. And it means that you have to be in their face. The technology they have today means that you need to know what they're doing. If they're on Facebook, you have to be their friend. I've written and talked about that a lot. A lot of parents don't quite get that. What I mean is you are their friend. You don't interact on their page. No. That you don't do. In fact, you don't even ever make your presence known once you become their friend. But that way you get an idea of what's going on. You need to know what websites they're going on. And if that means going on their computers or their smartphones or their iPads or any of the tools they might use, you better do that every now and then. These are kind of the lessons I have learned over the years of being a good parent. A lot of parents say they don't need Facebook. And I say bull. If a parent has kids, learning and using Facebook is required parent homework. Dad and mom need to know their kids' world to prevent them from going down a self-destructive path. That is a parent's job. And your kids need to know that you mean business. Rules are sacrosanct, and when violated, there must be consequences. Some parents just don't like doing that, but that's your job. So remember it. Again, today's topic was lessons from Amy Winehouse. Next week, we'll talk about the challenges our teens face getting their first jobs, getting any job. Took my son over a year and a half to get his first job, which he's about to start, and that was quite a journey. It's a rough economy right now, and how we support our kids and what we need to teach them to do is what we will talk about next week, getting our first jobs. I want to thank my support team, first the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer, and second, my home station cheerleader-in-chief, Les Carroll, station manager of KZSB AM 1290. I want to thank you again for joining us. You can follow me on Twitter and like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. But remember, always be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.